I appreciate Donnie giving me that chair. Because it comes to a time that we're not doing youth messages, basically. But it gives me a little chance to have a little intimate conversation about things and the gospel in a very simple way. We know in this past week, especially, we had a political assassination, for lack of a better term, of one of our leaders that promotes Christ. He has a political ministry. He has also a spiritual ministry. Charlie Kirk, I don't know. Has everybody heard about that? Yeah. So we don't have to delay that, but keep his family in prayer. He leaves behind his wife and two little children. And the hand of the law will take care of whatever needs to be taken care of that way. But I want to ask that you keep their family in prayer. Any thoughts? Anybody have any questions or thoughts about it? Or
we the people is tricky.
Pardon?
We the people is tricky.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, wants to be equal.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, reasonable to expect that. But down through history, we've always had times like this that challenged us.
Amen.
I mean, we barely made it through Gettysburg.
Right.
And then there was Omaha Beach and you know, this is another one of those kind of times.
Yeah, thank you for putting it in perspective, because we live in a broken world, and we live in a broken church, and you know, thank God we have a Savior that comes to give us the grace and the love and the forgiveness that we need to keep on, because we can't control people, places, and things as much as I'd like to, and I'm sure everybody would. But things happen, as the world says. They use a little different term, but we never know what's around the corner. So my humble opinion is to encourage all of us to be aware of your surroundings and keep your physical eyes and spiritual eyes open. So.
I had a friend whenever I was working at Highway Safety. We agreed to disagree, and we had a conversation. And I had questions, and she had questions, and we had dialogue. And we didn't have any intention of hurting each other, but I was like, okay, tell me why you feel this way. Or just having conversations and agreeing to disagree. Now, it's the vitriol, and we have politicians, and we have other people out there, that encourage that. They're encouraging it. They're feeding the flame, if you will. Feeding the flame and just adding to the situation. And there have been several people that have been fired over this past week for coming out and making such public, hateful speech. And, you know, we have freedom of speech, but that doesn't, I've always told Jessica growing up, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but that doesn't go without consequence.
Right.
So there are consequences for your actions regardless. And
but the key, in order to protect that right of freedom of speech, is to be civil and to do like you said. That was one of Charlie Kirk's main thing. He was ministering to college students, all the campuses around the country. And that's what he encouraged, was open dialogue. And he would encourage people to come and present their things and to talk about it, you know, because we're not going to agree on everything. And so we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable or violent.
I don't think we need to pray for the country.
Amen.
And I think that we need to pray that someone steps up to take his place, to reach out to young people, because I think that that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is the breakdown of the family, so people don't go to church anymore, and people don't, you know, take their kids to church, and, you know, by the time they get to college, it's hard to reach them, but thank God somebody's out there trying to.
Amen.
We have an amazing following with young people.
age of high schoolers and college people.
Yeah.
And his wife said she's going to keep it going. Yeah. So we just pray for
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Her name was Erica, and he didn't go to college himself, although he had the opportunity to go, but he felt a different calling, and he had applied for West Point, going to the military, but he got turned down, so he took what he had to, and went in a different direction, and to encourage young people, and go to college as somebody that kind of helped them understand things, because you're right, Debbie, it's tough out there.
But it's not just in the United States.
No, it's
this
not.
Has spread.
Is.
And I mean, if you watch the news at all, it has affected the world.
Yeah.
So his ministry has spread throughout.
Yeah.
And it's coming back stronger, you know.
And our
make it better than ever.
In our relationship with our founding fathers in England, they've been drifting in the wrong direction for a long time. I saw yesterday there was people in England coming out because they've been struggling with free speech and so forth. Some of their government agencies have been arresting people for their... Anyhow, so the people all came out because the Union Jack at one time, which was the flag for England, has been banned in some areas and because of that. But now the people are coming and saying, hey, we can't do that. We got to talk to each other.
They had a very large.
Yeah, very large.
Very large. Yeah. So they were 100,000.
Well, thank you for letting us share a little bit this morning about that.